Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Rachel. This is Chaya with Family First Care calling in regards to your aunt, Enda.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who was that?
Chaya with Family First Care.
Family First Care. Okay.
I see you spoke to Josh in regards to getting her home care services. Though she does not have Medicaid now, but you're working on enrolling you. Is that correct?
Yeah, but I thought Josh handled all this.
Exactly. So Josh is, you know, he's the one who's going to deal with you first, but then you get assigned to a permanent coordinator, enrollment coordinator, who helps you get through with that enrollment process. So I will be your enrollment coordinator to get, you know, this process settled and started as soon as possible.
Okay. So I am going to be her direct care worker, just giving you a heads up.
Okay.
That's what we're trying to do. She doesn't want anybody else. She wants me specifically. There is a pay rate that I was getting, and it was $15.82, but she doesn't want me at $15.82. She just wants me at like a dollar or two more for that because I am direct care worker. I have to do the training for Tempest Unlimited. Like, I had to go through training for another company, and the thing is, I was supposed to, my last job was a direct care worker, and she said, well, if you had your training already, you should be able to make at least a couple more dollars because of what, you know, like you were
Got
doing.
It.
You
Got
know
it.
What
okay.
I mean?
Yeah, sure.
So,
that's not an issue.
But she needs to get this started, like, ASAP. Like, she's had
okay.
a couple falls, and...
Okay. So listen, the process to getting approved for the waiver program, which is actually the program, you know, that work with insurance, but from the county, it actually allows you to be getting, you know, paid from the insurance through our agency,
mm-hmm.
the waiver program. And to get through that program, it can take anywhere between 30 to 90 days. But listen to what I'm going to say, though. That's just because of how fast we work and how fast they work and how fast everyone works. We can do what we're offering you is, I'm just wondering, would she be interested in your aunt in doing private pay until all this gets started?
I mean, right now I'm helping her just to help her, but she can't obviously pay all the time or whatever, you know what I mean? So that is why she needs also the state to help her with this. You know what I mean?
So
I can only
pay,
help
you're
out.
Saying is in the question or not in the question?
Well, she needs to have it so that the state pays me.
So she's not interested in doing private pay?
I don't know. Like, I thought that Josh would
what
talk
we can
to
do
her
is,
about it.
Right, I'll tell you. What we can do is, because since the application, the home care application for the waiver services,
mm-hmm.
It can take between 30 to 90 days to get started. So you mentioned that she needs that ASAP and she's falling. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she just had surgery because
right.
she had a fall.
Right. So in that
And I'm
case,
there. I do go visit her, you know, to kind
right,
of help
no,
her out
it,
with
I
taking
it,
out
I
the trash.
It. Right.
So
we can, yeah.
I just need you guys to get your process started of the Medicaid so she can get.
So exactly. I can help you with that. As soon as we hang up, I can give you every single step of the way to get started with that. But
okay.
If she's having falls and you would want to, you know, do the pay. If she's interested in doing private pay, we can help you get started in services with private pay. In the meantime, until Medicaid is covered. That's what I'm saying. Meaning, until the county and state is covering it, in the meantime, we can do private pay. We do that. We do offer that if she's interested.
Hi. But yes, she does need private care.
I understand private care she needs. What I'm saying
but
is that
right now I'm just helping her. So she pays me here and there for that private duty or whatever you want to call it.
Okay, I understand. So what I'm saying is that I'm going to help you and tell you the steps right now to how to get her settled and starting. But my question is, in the meantime, until her Medicaid and waiver is actually approved, does she
mm-hmm.
want to go through with us through private pay in the meantime, or should rather just wait till it gets approved and go through the process?
So would you guys be paying me, or how does this, when you keep saying private pay, that usually means her paying, right?
Right. So it's going to be through her agency, but her paying privately, right? Meaning not through insurance.
Okay. Well, I would have
if
to
talk
to
if it's not something
her.
She's interested in, that's definitely okay. We can still go ahead with the waiver program. I'm just asking you. as an offer.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I am not with her at this moment. I will be. Now, if you can call me at 7,
okay, so we
that'd be fantastic.
At 5, so I can't. That's, we close at 5,
okay.
So you're at 7.
Okay.
But let me, in the meantime, you can get back to me tomorrow. You don't have to, you know, get back to me right now. It's okay. We can follow up with you. But let me just confirm with you. Let's get the case started. Can I give you the steps to what to do to get her started with the waiver program?
Can you do me a favor? You close at 5?
Yep.
Can you call me back at, like, 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock?
Yes. Call me back at 4 o'clock
sure,
so that I have a little bit of time. Because right now I'm actually in the process of cleaning and I had a customer's house.
Okay, can you, if I don't, give me a call if I don't end up calling you at 4, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what is your name again?
Chaya, C-H-A-Y-A.
Chaya?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Chaya, yes, I'm in the middle of cleaning at a customer's house, and I'm sorry, but I got to give them my attention at this moment.
Okay, perfect. So you'll get back to me.
All right, thank you so much, hon.
Sure, bye.
Bye.